La troisième étoile du match ce soir, the third star, le frère d'Al!
The best intro in radio. Best intro in sports, period. Al's brother in studio, looking good, feeling good, playing good.
I have a feeling that you want to poke some bears today. I can tell that you guys chatted, and this is going to provoke some either
reaction?
Noodles flying off the head. I don't know, but I can already tell. When you say you're going to want to hear this, you're going to be pissing people off is what it's code for.
Yeah, I think
probably.
That's what it is.
Well, potentially, because what we're going to do here, what Al's brother's about to do, is drag in sports fans from across the sporting world, right, Al's brother? And it's completely subjective. It's your personal list. But you're going to get people snapping because what they love may not be on your list. And do you want to explain what you're doing today here, Al's brother? And we'll let the guys figure this out or what?
Yeah, so for this week's Power Ranker, we're going to be doing the best tournaments in sports. So this could be, you know, the Masters, Wimbledon, the playoffs, you know, anything, right? So it could be anything here. And you say, I'm going to get some people upset. Well, the Queen of Overdrive was not too pleased about something that I omitted from the list.
Tennis.
I'm sure you guys could figure that out. And yeah, she was none too pleased. And look, this was a personal list for me. So this isn't necessarily like a consensus of the best tournaments. This is what I believe are the best tournaments. The one that gets me going most. So this is more of a personal, extremely subjective list.
Which is the way it should be because, you know, if it's international, then the World Cup of Soccer is going to be number one.
Yeah.
And the Euros would be number two. And it's your list. So this could include Stanley Cup playoffs, the NFL playoffs. Like, those are included as quote-unquote tournaments. And, you know, any slam, any major, anything, right? Like, you're omitting the Olympics, though. You're not going to include anything Olympic-related.
Yeah, I decided,
right, Al's brother?
I decided to not do the Olympics just because it's a whole different beast, right? Like, the Olympics, there's so many different sports. Everybody tunes in. You know, nationalism really takes over, and it's just an entire world event that I think is unlike any other. So
right,
I think
it's
fair to kind of omit the Olympics because it's just an entirely different beast.
Okay.
Best sports tournaments. How many? Is it a 5-pack or a 7 this week?
We got a 5-pack.
Well,
sprinkle fingers. It's not stupid. Here, let's explain something. We started this as a 7-team power ranking, so we've always been married to 7. I have found in recent rankings, if we expand it to 7, there's no pushback. Like with 5, you're going to omit a couple of. Like, look, you've already pissed off Megan.
Well,
or if it went
to
7, you'd sneak in
Wimbledon. Okay, Al's brother, you get your 5. You get your 5. Let's hear what you have to say.
The only reason he had 7 was because there were 7 teams in the Northern Division,
exactly.
And he wanted somebody to be last.
Yeah.
That was it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Who cares? No one needs a 7
right.
team
exactly.
power ranking or whatever when it comes to this stuff. All right, Al's brother, so we're starting at 5. These are your favorite tournaments. For whatever reason, you'll explain it, and ultimately people are going to get rattled because their favorite tournaments are not going to be included here or ranked inappropriately. So go ahead at 5.
So at 5, I've got the World Series of Baseball. I think the World Series and the playoffs in baseball, more than I think any other sport, really elevates. Like, the game is so tight. Every moment, you're hanging off the seat of your edge, and I just love playoff baseball, and there's nothing better than the World Series. Like, the unsung heroes and the storylines involved in the World Series, just absolutely amazing. I'm captivated from it, and I just absolutely love it. So, number 5 for me.
Okay, all so right. You're selling number 5 as if it's the number 1, but you just admitted there's 4 better than that.
Yeah.
You're like, I can't get
I
enough.
Love
the
sports.
World Series is the greatest thing of all time.
I don't know. World Series, man, that's got to be higher than 5, dude. I mean, you must be coming up with some sporting events because I think even the casual baseball fan come playoff time, like back in the day when the Yankees were on every night, like late 90s, it was like everybody tuned in. It was like in the World Series, obviously, you got the fall jackets in the stands. It's just so dialed in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's changed a little bit, though. Like, baseball is no longer America's pastime, right? Like, a couple of sports have kind of taken over, and I think that might be why it's a little bit lower.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right, Al's brother. I like it. Listen, we'll see who's left on the list, and we'll see who's been omitted from the list. Who do you have at number 4, your favorite sports tournaments?
I got the Euros and World Cup. Listen, I get
No.
I buy in because it's nationalism at its finest. I buy into it. I'm Italian. I have to, you know, Forza Azzurri, that's my guy. I watch it all the way through to the end, and I'm just, I love it. I love going out in the summers. It's the great time of year. You go to a patio. It's really, it brings people together. I just love the massive soccer tournaments that we see every couple of years. That's the thing, too. It's not every year. They're every 4 years per tournament, but like every other year, you do something. So it's like a special time of year.
Okay. I don't disagree, but you had some issues on Friday with some of your team selections.
Yeah, yeah. You're picking guys
you
who play
got
for TFC.
Roasted.
Yeah, brain fart.
It's all good.
Well,
it happens, Al's brother.
Yeah. I was dying laughing.
I think this is a little bit suspect, too, that you're mashing up two different tournaments into one. But I guess we'll allow it because we don't have a choice because everything's built and Megan's not in the mood to change anything right now anyway because Wimbledon, the French Open, the Aussie Open, the Rogers Cup. Like, Megan would have five tennis tournaments.
100%.
Anyway, so who do you have at number three, Al's brother, for your favorite sporting tournaments?
So I've got the Stanley Cup playoffs coming in at number three.
Number three?
Yeah, it might surprise you guys, right?
This guy's
massive
brother.
Hockey guy. Love hockey to death.
Turn his microphone on.
Yeah, there it is.
Look, here's the thing.
People
that don't
even like hockey say it's the best trophy in sports and it's the hardest thing to win and the best thing to watch. So you're off your rocker here, bud.
I don't know if it's best thing to watch. I don't know if people agree with that. It's definitely the hardest trophy to get. Not going to argue on that one. I think it's a grueling too much. Oh, you've been to a cup final. You know more than anybody else what it's like to go out there and compete for that trophy. So, you know, I understand the grueling nature of the tournament, the Stanley Cup playoffs. But at the end of the day, it's not as captivating, I think, as some of the other ones I have higher up on the list because it's not like a one-game playoff. Like a seven-game series, as much as we love it, doesn't kind of add the what am I looking for here?
I don't know. You're sinking, man, because you're trying to dance
just
around this.
It. It's just
you realize drowning. There's more than one seven-game series, too. Like, this is the whole tournament. There's eight rounds in the first round.
I know. I just think, like,
eight
a
series.
Do or die, like, a game, a one-game elimination is just so...
You prefer that.
I love it. Like, I really do.
Okay. Let's see what you have ahead of it, and then we'll tell you how ridiculous
the
you
Westminster
are.
The Westminster Dog Show. Al's brother's going to have that at
number two. You stole my number one.
Yeah, okay. All right, Al's brother. You put yourself in a tough spot. We knew people wouldn't be happy with this. But
that's
where
I tune out at that one.
Well, I think, too, like, just the Stanley Cup playoffs, there's not as many people who are hockey. In this country, sure, but around the world and within North America.
What does that have to do with anything? It's your list. What do you care about?
No, I know. You're right. I suppose it doesn't. But in terms of, like, when I talked about the Euro Cup and stuff, it has, like, that togetherness, camaraderie, which the Stanley Cup playoffs doesn't give you, because not nationalism, right? It's teams
just never any
against
fights
each
between
other.
Soccer but fans.
It's
never,
a good
never
list
ever,
so far.
Ever any fights.
Well, but if you say the Super Bowl at 2, Hayes' head is going to explode.
Well,
so
I
if
know
you don't
coming.
Have it at 1, if you don't have it at 1, you might as well just turn your mic right off.
Yep. Go ahead, Al's brother. Who do you have at 2?
Number 2, I've got March Madness.
Okay. Dude, so, is this guy on? What about the Masters?
You don't know what my number one is yet. I haven't said anything.
I already know what it is. It's
Mel Kiper Jr.
Yeah.
But go ahead. Explain March Madness at number 2. It's a great tournament. Phenomenal tournament. Should be somewhere in the top 5. But you're missing a couple of big ones here.
Yeah,
but go ahead, Els, brother.
For me, March Madness, because it's like that all-day action, right? For a solid 2 weeks, it's basketball all day. You get the betting game going in. It's extremely interactive. You write out your bracket. You're following all the teams. Everyone buys in. I love
radio. This isn't North Carolina radio.
No, but even yourselves, you guys are not like college basketball people, but you watch college basketball. You watch March Madness. Everyone does.
Not a second.
Yeah, but everyone watches when the tournament's on. No, like 95% of people are completely uninformed before it starts.
100%.
95% of people only watch the championship game. That's it.
No, I don't think that's true. I think a lot of people watch it because it's a betting thing. So many people bet it. So you're just going to have degenerates watching this entire thing because they got so much money riding on this.
It's a great tournament. It'd probably be in my top 5 somewhere. I don't know what I'd knock out because I'm.
What
you're
are
missing
you talking
things.
About? I've never heard you say the word March Madness until like he just brought it up.
I love the Madness.
No, you don't.
I love March Madness. Not ahead of the Masters. Not ahead of the Ryder Cup. I think is going to be out. Of this. The Ryder Cup isn't going to be in his top 5. But we're golf guys. Al's brother isn't, so it's his list. It's totally subjective. All right, Al's brother, what do you have at number one?
We got the Royal Rumble. No, I'm just kidding.
You could. There's Mullen. Mullen would appreciate that.
Yeah, Mullen's got the Royal Rumble. No, it's the NFL playoffs, right? It's my favorite sport, and the Super Bowl is the biggest spectacle of the year, right? And it's always such a great game. There's a massive build-up to it. It's got the halftime show, and I'm just a massive football nut. So unlike most sports, I legitimately watch every single playoff game leading up to the Super Bowl. Right. And it's just kind of the way that football's structured, where it's like one game at a time. Right. You don't have to pick and choose. So I'm extremely I go with the tournament, with the playoffs, and watch everything. So I'm very invested in it by the time it gets to the Super Bowl.
Yep. I'm with you on that. Yeah. I'd probably go some combination of the Stanley Cup playoffs and the NFL playoffs, my 1-2. Like that'd be 1-2 for me. I'd have the Masters somewhere in the top five.
It just
gets too tough, man.
The Euro wouldn't make it.
I can't have it in my top
March Madness wouldn't make it for me either.
Right.
Everything else, the World Series is really cool. The Super Bowl is cool. Obviously, Stanley Cup, but March Madness and the Euro would be farther down. As much as exciting the Euros are sometimes, there was a 0-0 game this afternoon with three shots on goal. That didn't do it for me.
That one hurt, but that's a one-off. I mean, you never know what might happen. But
yeah,
and I don't kid people here. I'm not Mr. Soccer. Like I'm not, Stephen Caldwell over here. I enjoy the big tournaments. I try to get involved, but I don't have a team and a dog in the fight. It might change if Canada gets to the World Cup.
Yeah,
that's kind of what I'm hoping for. But I don't have enough of a connection to my heritage where I'm like, I can't wait to see this team play. I just don't. So that's – and the same thing with March Madness. Like, I have a – I'll make a bracket, which I'm invested in terms of gambling, but I don't have a team. So I just – I can't ride that wave the same way.
Yeah.
So I don't know, Al's brother. I think you're going to get a little bit of pushback, but I think for the most part you checked off a lot of boxes. You did hit on a lot of the most popular ones.
Yeah. I think for me, when it came to stuff like the Masters and Wimbledon, I'll watch the final – and for the Masters and for the golf, I'm not a massive golf guy. You guys will sit there and watch every shot, every round. You'll couch it for 9 hours watching
this
it.
This is where you guys screwed up. There should have been a top 10 list because all of the things can fit in there.
Top
seven. What haven't even talked about? U.S. Open tennis? Everybody watches the U.S. Open final in tennis.
The final. But it's just the final, whereas a lot of these other things, I watched all of it. I'm not just tuning into the final. That's where I was going with the Masters. I'll watch, the back nine, or if Tiger's in the hunt, I'll watch Tiger. But I'm not going to sit there and watch Saturday afternoon. I'm actually watching golf.
Yeah, that's understandable. I can't argue with that. I mean, listen, if we go to 10, though, then Al's brother's just making stuff up. then all of a sudden he's going to start saying,
the Royal Rumble
SEC
will be
football,
there.
Royal Rumble.
Dude, it's so easy. For me, it's obviously to what you watch. All four golf majors for me, the Super Bowl, Stanley Cup Finals, U.S. Open Tennis, Wimbledon. I don't know. Euros is not even on my top 100 list.
It's got to be in the top 100. I mean, how many tournaments are there around the world that would classify ahead of it?
If I didn't sit and talk to you guys for a living, I probably would never say the word Euros.
Listen, I hear what you're saying because I don't know enough.
But tune in tomorrow because there'll be more on TSN radio.
France versus Germany. I know that's a big game. I'm not stupid enough to understand that.
I won't sniff 1 second of that game.
Well, I'll check that out because we both have action on that.
Yeah,
France.
You better be watching it.
I got Germany. Do you have France, though? I think you do.
Yeah. I do.
All right, let's put a little scratch on that game, and then all of a sudden you'll be dialed in. By the end of it, you'll have an English dialect.
You got a minahunt for me to watch 1 second.
What's the line right now, Al's brother? Who's favored in that game? I would think France is probably favored.
France would be the favorite team. I don't know what the exact line is, but France definitely.
This is a straight up hunch. That's it. I'm not doing any odds, nothing. A hunch.
All right, fine. I'll take Germany tomorrow. My boy Yogi Low, he will be dancing on the sidelines.
He'll be sniffing.
He's going to have oven mitts on, you know it.
He'll be
three knuckles deep. Three knuckles deep, for sure.
Massive rivalry.
Within 5 minutes into the game, for sure.
He will be. He will inspire the boys. He'll threaten the boys, and they'll say, okay, fine, we'll win, as long as you stay away from us.
Exactly.
It's actually a pretty inspiring little speech. So, okay, yeah, let's do it. Germany-France tomorrow. Now you got to watch the whole game. I expect you to sound like Luke Wildman at 5 p.m. tomorrow. Just
all right, I will. But it, like, it took you to make a $100 bet for me to want to pay attention.
Yeah.
But well, that we I go through you. That every year, like in the a Thursday nighter between the Jets and Jaguars, we were so invested because we had a little bit of money on the game. And, yep. And like that was my point with March Madness. Like everyone puts money on it, and you're just so invested.
Well,
into
we're
this
gonna
tournament.
Have a new we're gonna have a new format for NFL. Noodles is gonna moderate, and we're gonna go through on maybe Wednesday or Thursday all of the games on the weekend. And Noodles is gonna flip a coin for the first game and just yep. rotate. And we're just gonna
rapid
pick
fire.
The rapid fire week? $20 a game, every weekend.
Just ooh. Get crazy the whole weekend.
No, it's just $20 a game, and we'll keep a running tally so we know where we're at the end of the year.
Yeah, no funny business. This might be a role for, you know, the grappler or yeah. Mullen or Al's brother. Although you got other things on the go, but something's got to give here because we got to make sure that this is documented.
For sure.
Chris tweeting in with an interesting point, which I don't know how to answer this based on the provision we had about the Olympics not being included. But he said, what about the World Juniors? Like, how's the World Juniors not in the top
yeah.
five?
Yeah, that's a good call. You know what? I'll say that. I didn't really think of the World Juniors as,
well,
like, yeah.
Maybe the best tournament going, Al's brother.
Well, I was trying to think, like, okay, international events. Like, I don't know why I can kind of put it together with, like, the Olympic men's team and then just didn't add it. But the World Juniors yeah. for... You know what? Maybe the World Series makes its way off my list.
I would think so. For me, yeah. And I love baseball playoffs especially. I mean, it all comes down to your content. Like, if the Jays are in the playoffs, 100%. Not much that can beat it.
No.
Exactly. But if it's – you're viewing it differently, clearly. Like, the NBA playoffs are ongoing. There's a lot going on in the NBA playoffs. With the Raptors out of it, LeBron out of it, Steph out of it, it takes on a different complexion.